نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم مع بعد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما قدر الله حق قدره. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أعلم أن ما يصيبك لم يكن ليخطئك وما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants things to get done, إنما أمره إذا أراد أن يقول له كن فيكون. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants things done, then they're done, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have a medium to go through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have a limit to consider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have a finite resource to worry about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them to happen and they're done. Even to the extent that saying kun, telling the things to happen, is not entirely necessary. It's more for us to understand how limitless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is. And the names that we're going over today, Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, they talk about the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come from the word Qudrat. Qudrat is a power, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is limitless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is such, you know, when you think about like someone who has power, people are naturally attracted to power. People are naturally attracted to strength. Every politician has their posse, right? People look for it. People are attracted to it. The status, the authority. I mean, there's ayat in the Quran that talk about not taking advantage of orphans. Why specifically orphans? Any child you could take advantage of. It's not hard. The child can't do anything. The child is weak. But the child finds strength. The child finds strength in the backing of its parents. And whilst the family is there, it provides a strength to the child. Right? The orphan doesn't have that. The orphan doesn't have that support from the parents. Doesn't find strength. It doesn't walk around with that confidence. And so it's much easier to take advantage of. And the stronger the parents are, the more arrogant the child becomes. Right? The child of a mafia boss is not going to have the same level, is not going to have the same respect as the child of any other parent. As Muslims, we get our strength from Allah. As Muslims on this earth, we recognize our strength is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That makes us stronger than everyone else. And this is a point that we really need to stress on the children. Because the children are going out there and they're not living the lives of this world. And they don't know the latest songs that are coming out. The children don't know the newest movies. But they're going out into this world and they lack the confidence. Because everyone else, the celebrities, the people of this dunya, they're walking around with their confidence because of their wealth, because of their reliance on dunya. They feel the power, they feel the confidence of their dunya. Right? Us as Muslims, we need to recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. They haven't truly understood the power, the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they did, they wouldn't behave as such. If we recognized Allah, if we recognized the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we truly felt the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of this dunya, the insignificance of it, there would be no concept of an inferiority complex. Right? The children would never have to worry about feeling peer pressure from the children around them. Because they know what they have is greater. They know what they have is true strength. It's strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the benefit of this type of strength, when you recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, it's a confidence. It's also an internal strength. Right? We have to fight through different fitan. We fight through trials. We fight through shaitan. We fight through our nafs. And at times we might feel like I'm weak to my nafs. My nafs is out of my control. I'm weak to shaitan. I know shaitan's tricking me. Still he manages to trick me. I know shaitan. I know exactly what he's doing. I can see it, but I still fall for it. I'm weak to shaitan. But Allah isn't. Allah is stronger than my nafs. Allah is stronger than shaitan. The names that we're talking about, Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, Allah's strength. Right, the names are similar. One is Al-Qadir, one is Al-Muqtadir. Both of them come from the same root word. But there's a principle in Arabic where if a word has more letters, the more letters a word has, generally the more meaning it emphasizes. And so where Al-Qadir is more of a simple, the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muqtadir emphasizes it further. That the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not limited in any direction, neither in its application of where the things, the amount of things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do in its quantity, neither in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's own capability, the quality, the amount of strength Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has over every individual aspect. That reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes when you recognize His strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created the stars, who created the heavens, the galaxies far away, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to have problems putting gas in your car? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to have a problem bringing medicine when you need it? That reliance comes with a recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who He is, what His strength means. And when you have that confidence then, right? That confidence without the arrogance. That confidence without, like the people of the dunya, their confidence is with arrogance. Their reliance is on themselves. Their reliance is on their own resources. But a person whose confidence is with Allah, with the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't have that arrogance. It's only when we forget Allah. It's only when we forget, or we're not cognizant, we're not at that moment thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's strength, that a person has the gall, the audacity to commit sin. And what's really important here then is to recognize that not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do what He wants, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. And this brings us to the second meaning of Al-Qadir wal-Muqtadir. What we mentioned first was that it comes from the word Qudrat, and Qudrat is strength and power. But it can also come from another word of Qadr and Taqdeer. And this means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets limits, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, He's written everything, He's written what's going to happen, and He's put a limit to everything that's going to happen. Everything is up to a certain extent, right? We have the ability to hear, but it's restricted. If you could hear anything and everything, you wouldn't be able to sleep at night. If you could see all of the bacteria around you, you might not eat anything ever. Or you might get so normalized to it that you wouldn't even bother avoiding things that have bacteria. But everything's within a set limit. And then to apply that further and to understand that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us of this dunya is also with limit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can take it away at any time. Right? This is where the reliance needs to come away from the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away. That's the qudrat aspect of it. That's the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how long you've been enjoying a certain ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how long you feel like you've been, relying on a certain aspect of your life, the recognition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take anything at any point, and the understanding that eventually He will. This is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. Everything has a limit, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Hadith. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the different types of tests you're going to go through. You have wealth, you might not always have that wealth. You have family, you might not always have that family. More than anything else, more than you need a raise to fight inflation, more than you need your car to keep working properly, more than you need your family to keep accepting you, you need Allah. The reliance on Allah. Above all else, the first priority is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recognizing that all of these things can be taken away, and they have been taken away from people before, and they will continue to be taken. Ayyub alayhi salam lost everything. He lost everything, his family, his wealth. There was nothing left. But the test is, we can say we believe, and we can say we have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not suffice on that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not suffice on just hearing you say it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to prove it. And this this test that we go through, one is just the general concept of proving it, that on the day of Qiyamah, no one can have a complaint that we weren't aware or we were never put in that situation. And if we were, then we would have acted differently. That's one idea. But it's also a rahmah for the Muslims. It's a mercy for the Muslims. The ones that pass the test, I mean, the ones that fail the test, that's fine. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing the test so that He can prove to them that, you know, this is your own action. But for ones that pass the test, that test is a mercy for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the amount of reward that comes afterwards, right? The amount of care that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings for a person, the amount of, like, we hear about the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we try our best to recognize the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. In the akhirah, there's not going to be any doubts. In the akhirah, there's no question about where the strength is coming from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his sifat, like the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we've been discussing. The qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're found so strongly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows some like manifestation of them in the creation, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does allow us to see some qualities in the world, they're so strong in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's as if no one else even has them. It's as if everyone else is just pretending. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat is so vast. Anyone else who's pretending to be merciful in this world, you know, it doesn't really compare to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. People in this world can pretend to be strong, they can pretend to flex their muscles. But really, when you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's strength, nothing else compares. It's as if everyone else doesn't even have it. And that we see on Qiyamah. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show a person where that strength has always been coming from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقَتَدِرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely powerful, completely, you know, capable over every single thing. The hadith that we had mentioned at the beginning, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُلْ لِيُخْطِئُكَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to understand that what you get in this dunya, understand that it was never going to leave a person. Right? This is the idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He's recorded everything, He's written everything. And so what a person is afflicted with or a person receives in this dunya, it was never going to miss a person. وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُلْ لِيُسِيبُكَ. And whatever a person has missed was never meant to have reach them. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can do what He wants and He does do what He wants. And our job is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we need more than anything else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and to practice on these words. Inshallah, we'll have a short zikr session and then afterwards we can continue for ishraq. Wa akhu da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Allah. إِنَّ
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka ash-shukru kulluh wa ilayki yarju al-amru kulluh. Allahumma laka alhamdu hatta tarda wa laka alhamdu idha radit wa laka alhamdu ba'da ar-rida. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحييه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع مجيب الدعوات. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا ورزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا ورزقنا اجتنابه يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us the ability to recognize you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant us your ma'rifat, O Allah. O Allah, fill our hearts with your love. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fill our hearts with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us the environments that surround us by people who love you, O Allah. Surround us by people who love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. And make us amongst those people as well, O Allah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our hearts be brimming with the love of Islam, with the nur of Islam, with the practice of the Quran, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us recognize you in our mornings, O Allah. Let us remember you in our evenings, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us concentrate and think about you in our salah. O Allah, let us concentrate and think about you while reciting Quran. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us concentrate and think about you throughout the entirety of our lives, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, let every judgment and decision of ours be dedicated for you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, grant us the ability to prioritize you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be sincere to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the ability to turn away from the world, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give us strength against the temptations of the world, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, strength comes from you. O Allah, strength comes from you. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow us to recognize your strength. Allow us to benefit from your strength, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant strength to us, to our iman, to our families, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to our children, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to our parents, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to our siblings. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spread the strength of iman throughout the community. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spread the strength of iman throughout the world, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept us to be in the khidmat of bringing people towards iman. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept us to be in the khidmat of bringing people towards the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're nothing without you. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're absolutely nothing without you. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything we've done is out of your control. Everything we've ever done, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is when you've given us the ability to do so, O Allah. Every virtue of ours comes from you, O Allah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're pleased with us, O Allah, if you're not angry with us, then nothing matters, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing else to worry about, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet we ask you for your afiyah, we ask you for ease, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us the khair that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked you for. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect us from the evils that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked your protection from. Wa akhu da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.